CliffCentral.com.
It's time for your one thing for the week this week, and this is quite a cool one. So let me just quickly check my notes here. So your one thing for the week for this week, and it's to improve your cultural bona fides. You've got to have a couple of go-tos with culture, and one of them is, I don't know a lot about cheese, for example. I don't even know that much about wine, but there are going to be occasions where if you go to smart parties and things, you'll need to know about cheeses and wines, right? And this is kind of, it's important to know this stuff so that you don't sound like a complete Philistine when you arrive there and someone passes around a cheese platter and you don't know the difference between Roquefort and Camembert or Gorgonzola and, Gouda or Parmesan or Stilton or whatever else it is. So you need to know these things. So today, it's really quite a simple one. You need to know at least 6 wines and 6 cheeses. And this will help you to just figure your way around. Even if you're not a massive, I'm not a big cheese fan. I don't really, anything other than Gouda, so I probably am a Philistine. I don't actually like mozzarella. I can do those white cheeses that are very, very bland. I like those, but don't give me, you know, the complicated ones, the Swiss ones. What are they? The blues.
Provolone.
Smelly ones.
Yeah, or Emmentaler or any of that stuff. Not my thing. And I'm not
very
good at
it. You would like provolone. It's a good plain white cheese.
Is it? Is that a good one?
Mm.
Okay. Mm. But don't give me
one of my faves.
Don't give me Roquefort or what's the one the Italians like to use some of the time?
Gorgonzola.
No, it's a different one. It's I can't remember it now. There's one that the Italians use in pasta sometimes, not Parmesan. It's a different one, and it's not a great smell. It always reminds me a little bit of
smells of feet.
Yeah, I don't like those smelly cheeses. Eh? That's not a big thing for me. But today,
I love them.
Today, you go off and you learn. Obviously, if it's if it's 6 cheeses you really like, but you need to be able to pronounce the name properly. You need to know how to identify it by smell. It's sort of like being able to identify a couple of birds or a couple of animals in the Kruger Park or being able to tell the difference between a Romanian and a Hungarian accent. It'll just help you in life. It'll make you sound a little more sophisticated. And you never know. You might end up at a table with the future Zulu king. And then you'd need to know what difference there is between a Brie and a Gorgonzola.
Well, because as presumptuous as I like to be,
yes.
I was probably four months ago that I even discovered that hors d'oeuvre isn't one word, and I saw the spelling and I thought, what?
Hors d'oeuvre.
Hors d'oeuvre.
So,
what? My whole life is a lie.
So, really, your one thing for the week, just go off and learn the names of 6 different cheeses, 6 different wines. And wines are also really easy because you divide them immediately by red and whites. And you do get rosés, but no one really takes those seriously. And certainly, any self-respecting man doesn't drink rosé as much as they like to.
No, you've got that wrong.
White and red. Well, that's my opinion anyway.
That's asking
and
for
the cheese name you were looking for, by the way, is it pecorino?
It could be. Pecorino is the one with pepper in it.
That's come from Rochelle.
That's got pepper in it, right?
No, it doesn't.
Doesn't it? Pecorino?
No.
No. Oh, okay.
It's very similar to Parmesan.
I'll try and find the...
Oh, Leanne, you're alarmed. Oh, well done.
It's reminding me to take out the refuse.
Oh,
the refuse.
I'll try and find the name of this YouTube channel, but it pops up on my homepage.
Ricotta. Ricotta cheese is the one I was thinking of.
Oh,
that's very bland, though.
Yeah.
Very bland.
Yeah, it's also not a great one for me, though. I don't know.
It can be mistaken for feta in its appearance if you chuck it onto a salad.
So,
but yes, that's used in pastas.
Sia, sorry, you were saying?
Yes, this YouTube channel pops up every now and then. It's hosted by this UK-based guy who really has his nose up in the air as an etiquette coach. But he speaks about all of these things, and he'll give you the lesson in the video and then also belittle you for not having known it sooner. But he breaks it down so simply. Like, ever since then, I've now known, if you sit down at a table, just remember BMW. So from your left going right, B is for your bread, M is your mains, and then W is your water. That's how everything will always
be. Oh, the glasses,
yeah. Goes, yes, right? So that's a little tidbit. And then he goes, of course, because why would you ever just reach over your like drinks. A beast for someone else's bread? I thought, okay. So, excuse me, sir. So, okay, we'll be better people then this week.
Well, Cullis says, apparently there's a cheese episode of Jim Jeffries. I don't know about that. You'll learn everything you need to know about cheeses. Look, you don't have to become an expert, but I do think it'll help if you are, you know, at some smart party and people are passing a cheese board around, and you should know what's going on there and which ones you might be partial to, because the last thing you want to do is end up with a mouthful of cheese that you really hate. Because it's going to be very awkward, and that's not a pleasant thing to deal with. And then, of course, you know, with wines, you should know a little bit more than just the names of six wines. But let's start with something other than, you know, jump in and have to learn everything. But I think it's important. So this is something simple for the next couple of days. Just focus on that. Learn six different
wines. Very good.
Even if you just decide these are the six wines I like by house, by brand label. You know, like there's one Chardonnay in particular that if I'm going to drink a white wine, it better be that one. And there are a couple of very
good. Is it
wooded
or unwooded?
It is it's a wooded Chardonnay.
Oh, bold choice.
Yes. And it's the De Wetzhoff Finesse.
Ah, very, very good. Lovely.
Yeah. Cliffcentral.com.